When we are facing life's fears, probably more than any other time in our lives, we are answering the question of what is our kingdom commitment? What is our kingdom commitment? How committed are we to what our Lord and Savior teaches us? To use it in our lives. I had a lot of hopes and dreams about my pilgrimage to Ireland and Scotland and England and then on to France and Italy. And I really expected most of my higher experiences and joys to come from visiting the holy sites in particularly Ireland, Scotland, and England. And actually, Paris and Rome and Venice were somewhat of a tack on. You know, I'm that close. Certainly ought to go over and see these major cities and go to Notre Dame and St. Peter's and see these great churches. But little did I know that the greatest experience, spiritual experience of my journey would come when I was the most insecure, most vulnerable, and yes, frightened. You know, as I look back on it now, I think I actually stayed in England an extra day because I kind of dreaded it. I started realizing that it's almost insane for a person to go to a foreign country and you don't even speak the language and can't read the signs. What are you doing? You know, if you go with a friend, at least you get lost together. You know, and you talk to them and you can feel comforted by the fact that, you know, that old thing, misery likes company. Well, getting lost, I wouldn't mind a little company too. And here I was with four bags getting off on a train, and the train itself made me feel vulnerable. I mean, everybody in Europe's used to the trains, but, you know, I haven't ridden on too many trains. I didn't know about all of the schedules. I certainly didn't want to be on my first train and have to transfer to get where I was wanting to go. I didn't much want to even get on the train to start with. And we pull in to Paris Nord because Paris is surrounded by a hub of about six train stations. And wouldn't you know, to leave, I had to go to the other side of town and leave out of another station. But when I pulled in there, I hadn't booked a room in advance, so I didn't have a place to stay that night. And I pulled into this tremendous, massive train station with hundreds of people, maybe a couple of thousand, and I felt like a little child this high. Yeah, big old me. Pulling my suitcases around, trying to figure out, I got to get rid of some of these suitcases. They're killing me. And usually in train stations, there's a place to check them. But, you know, I couldn't find the sign to tell me where that was. And they use arrows over there differently than we do. I'm used to arrows, you know, if it's downstairs, I expect an arrow that goes like this, you know. I don't expect the arrow that goes like this to mean you're here. So I go downstairs, and I was supposed to be here. I mean, you know, but I couldn't read the sign, so I was trying to read the arrows, and I couldn't even do that. And I realized in that 30 minutes of wandering around and coming back to the same place and not having a clue what I was doing, that I was frightened, that I did not feel like an adult. I felt vulnerable, anxious, and I don't remember feeling that helpless and vulnerable in my adult life. I honestly don't. You know, where's my faith? Where's my faith? Well, I was able to muster it together, find a way to put my bags up, at least a couple of them, the heaviest two. I'd packed so I wouldn't have to lug those around. I fortunately went across the street and found a room and I felt a little more secure about that. Although speaking to people wasn't easy, my best French was parler anglais. Just hoping that they spoke a little English. And I got up to the room, and I just fell back on the bed and didn't, but almost felt like a little child that would ball up in their pillow and just sort of pulled into myself. Well, I had a place to stay. I had a room. I felt a little safer. And I started thinking, being a member of the kingdom of God is a lot like that. When people talked about following Jesus, they were talking about venturing into a place, into a country, into a world where they really didn't speak the language, they didn't know the customs, they didn't understand the procedures, and they must have felt somewhat fearful, somewhat ambivalent, somewhat anxious, somewhat vulnerable to go into that situation, and yet they had the courage to do it. A few of them, a very few, had the courage to follow Jesus. And down through the ages, down through time, Jesus is still saying, follow me. Be a part of my kingdom. And I think the reason we don't fully commit to the kingdom way of life is deep down we're afraid to that kind of total commitment and that kind of deep trust. And I think that's one reason men hold back and stand on the periphery. Because by golly, it's not very manly to feel like a little kid that's lost and vulnerable and frightened, and we don't want to admit that about a relationship with God. But I believe it's true, and I believe it's true in a lot of women's lives too, that a lot of us are willing to settle for being tourists in the kingdom of God. We just want to see the sights. We just want to look around. We want to grab up a few of the goodies, but we aren't secure enough to put our complete trust in a loving God who will teach us everything we need to know. Now, isn't it interesting this morning how the songs have also fit in to that theme? We don't want to admit that we're that vulnerable as human beings. So we say, Lord, before I follow you, I got some things I want to take care of first. Or we just enthusiastically jump into it and don't remember that there's a cost. Because once you go into that kingdom, you've got to learn a new language, new customs, new ways of relationships. You've got to buy into a whole new way of thinking, and that is foreign to us. It's easier just to be a tourist. Or maybe we'll be a little more committed than a tourist. Maybe we'll be a visitor. We'll stay a while, but our real commitments are somewhere else. I'll stay and get something out of this, but my basic commitments in life are over here. I'm really not going to become a citizen in the kingdom of God because it's too scary depending that totally on someone else. You know, I felt pretty good in Ireland and Scotland and England. And that was for several reasons. Number one, I spoke the language, sort of. You get a fast-talking Irishman and you start doubting whether you speak English. And the same is true of a Scot and even a Londoner. But you know, basically I understood most of the language. I could read the signs. I could get around. But most of all, I felt powerful because I had a car. I was in control. I didn't have to depend on the bus or the train or the metro. I was in control. I paid the price and I had a car. But see, I gave that all up when I went to Paris and to Rome and to Venice. I wasn't in control. I didn't have sort of a safety thing in my pocket. I don't even remember the name of that brand of car I drove in Scotland and England. I didn't like it. But it had a real nice key. It had a key that you pressed a button and the key flipped out. Otherwise, it just closed down and went in your pocket. That was the only thing I liked about the car. But, you know, you just reach in there and you got those keys to that car and you think, power! I've got some power and control. I can leave any time I want to. Even if I spend most of my time driving around the circles and the circles and the circles. But anyway, but you see, I was in control. I was choosing to drive around that circle four times before I figured out the right direction. But what if I got on the wrong train? What if I ended up in the wrong town? What if I didn't get to the right destination? How am I going to deal with that? And you know, I think we have those fears about the kingdom of God. I mean, if I give up complete control and trust God, what's it going to cost me? So we just decide to be a tourist or a visitor, playing around with the kingdom of God instead of becoming a full-blown citizen. Now, one way to be a citizen is to be born there and raised there and learn everything from the time you're a child. And another way to be a citizen is to become a naturalized citizen. And that means I've got to study, I got to learn new customs, I got to learn new languages, I got to take a test, I got to be sworn in, I got to do all of these kinds of things. And a lot of times we're just not willing to pay that price to be a full citizen in the kingdom of God. You know, I didn't expect that fear and that helplessness and that vulnerability to make me appreciate the disciples so much more. I didn't expect that agonizing confusion that I carried around for an hour in that station to make me think about the kingdom of God. But I had decided to journal as I went on my pilgrimage. And so every day I did my devotionals as I usually do and journaled. And I said, well, now I understand, Lord, why it's so hard for men to make such a full commitment to your kingdom. It just rubs us the wrong way. No one likes feeling that way, but certainly not a man. But there were some men back then who had the courage to do it, and I bet they were just as frightened. And there have been some great men and women down through the ages who were just as frightened about the kingdom, committing to the kingdom of God, as I was to making it through those moments. But they did it. And somehow, thinking about them, I reached out for my faith, for a deeper faith, for a stronger faith. Because I have a God who knew all languages. And as long as I focused on Him and His love, I was going to be okay. If I could overcome my fear. What is your kingdom to commitment? Commitment to God's church? Are you a tourist? A longtime visitor? Or do you really want to be a citizen of that kingdom and give your whole heart to Jesus Christ? For He is able to give us the strength to take that step if we will make the commitment. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Father, how hard it is to open ourselves fully to trust You, believing that You're going to take care of us, just as You said in the book of Psalms, that You created us. You know how weak we are. You know our frailties, but You're there to love us. And that Your kingdom in heaven is above everything in this world. And when we choose to be citizens of that kingdom, we have power over this world and over all our fears. Help us to be full citizens in Your kingdom by faith. For we ask Your blessings upon us in Jesus' name. And may Your love cast out all our fears. Amen.